Yesterday at this time, I was talking to Aaron Block from Grampians Health about why some places were put on exposure site lists and others weren't. It was a fabulous explanation, and I will get that onto the Big Show page later on this morning for you to podcast if you did miss it. It was very, very well articulated by Aaron in his explanation. So then, why are some on the exposure site list but not closed? This is the question this morning. And to find out the answer, on the line from Genesis 24/7, Jim Mel, good morning to you.
Good morning, PT. How are you today?
I'm going fabulously well. Thank you for asking. And you yourself are going well because you're actually on a COVID exposure site list, but you're not closed, are you?
That's correct. We found out yesterday afternoon, late in the day, that we had been a exposure site back on the 5th. And DHHS got in touch with us, obviously, yesterday afternoon, and we made everybody aware via social media. And, of course, PT, those that have been in the clubs through the delegated time, not the whole day, we need to be clear on that, the delegated time, received a text message from us last night. And the reason that we're not closed is actually quite a very simple reason. We're past the eight-day period of when that person came into our club, hence meaning that we've already met the club cleaning criteria and we've done everything that would have been expected from us had they got in touch with us, say, within a 72-hour period.
Yeah, but you are on the exposure site list just in case that there was someone missed, of course, and people can check that out. It was for the 5th of October between 10:06 a.m. and 11:46 a.m. So only that time period, not for the whole day. But if anyone was in the club at that time, being a Tier 1, you've got to get yourself tested immediately and quarantine for 14 days from exposure. But that's a great explanation, Mel. And given you passed that eight-day period, that is why you don't have to close. But and, of course, you've done all the deep cleaning and all that sort of stuff to keep the health services happy, and you get to remain open as a business.
Yeah, look, it's onward and upward. That's how we look at this whole situation. But, you know, PT, if I can just say, you know, it was always just sort of a matter of time before this was going to happen anyway, because, you know, COVID is in the landscape of most businesses nowadays anyway. So it's just really important that every business is prepared for when this does happen to them. And if I can just say, if you're a gym user out there, irrespective of what gym you go to, please QR code, but also swipe your membership card at the front desk. It's not just about the QR code. It's also about doubling up and swiping at the front desk.
It's protecting yourself, protecting your family, and protecting your community. That's what it comes down to. Mel, always great to have you on the show, and onwards and upwards. Have fun today working out at Genesis 24/7 Gym.
We sure will, and we're looking forward to opening next week.